This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Enbridge Energy will pay $177 million as part of a settlement which was announced by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Justice Department. The company is paying in part for violations of the Clean Water Act related to pipeline ruptures, including one that led to the massive oil spill on the Kalamazoo River in 2010. But environmental groups are saying that the settlement doesn't go far enough. Josh Mogerman is National Media Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
So when this was announced, the Department of Justice said it was the largest civil penalty for an oil spill in U.S. history. Is that significant?
Well, it is significant, but this is also the largest inland oil spill in American history, so it's appropriate. That said, you know, when you break it, you buy it. And we feel like you can't help but think that maybe Enbridge got away getting a sale price on this. The fines are significant, but they are not so huge that they're likely to change the way the pipeline industry looks at spills as just another cost of business.
What do you think are the factors that someone should consider here when they're trying to come up with an amount? How do you sort of put all the various factors together? What are those factors you think that someone should be considering at the Environmental Protection Agency or the Department of Justice?
Well, I think there are a lot of things within the statute that point them in certain directions, but the fines that we saw certainly aren't going to do what needs to happen to make the communities along Talmadge Creek and the Kalamazoo River whole. A lot of money has been spent to clean up that river, but that river is broken. The oil is always going to be in that river. And if you talk to folks who live in those communities, the health impacts, the economic impacts, and just the quality of life impacts that they suffered through really aren't addressed in these fines. And that's where I think we fall short.
Do you think that it is appropriate that this money is supposed to go to improving pipelines?
Well, it's certainly where Enbridge would like for things to go, and that certainly seems to be the motivation for most everything, including increasing the capacity of the pipelines that they have in the state of Michigan rather than replacing the existing ones. Certainly, there are some issues that need to be addressed there. We think that the making the communities along the waterways whole should be the priority and something that is a focus, and we think that that simply isn't happening here.
So would you like to see then more of the money dedicated to that, going to the people who live along the Kalamazoo River, whose lives were impacted by that oil spill in 2010?
Well, absolutely. We feel that there needs to be continued attention to those communities, to addressing those impacts, and less attention to pipeline infrastructure and helping out things that ultimately are useful to Enbridge's bottom line.
Couldn't it also be argued, however, that it's also beneficial to improve pipeline safety to prevent the next Kalamazoo River-like oil spill down the road?
Well, absolutely. But the fact of the matter is that is the cost of doing business for Enbridge. That is what they are supposed to be investing in. That's their business. That is not the taxpayers' business. And the fact of the matter is this pipeline spill happened because they weren't keeping their eye on their business. They were aware of hundreds of defects on this line that they chose not to address until the seemingly inevitable spill occurred. We think that the communities that were impacted by Enbridge's inaction or inability to maintain their pipeline system are far more important and that the costs should be borne by the people that are profiting from it.
Josh, do you have a price tag? Do you have a number in your head, or does anyone at the NRDC have a number that they've come up with where you would have said, okay, that was an appropriate fine?
I don't, but I think there was an interesting point made by Nick Schreck in the Detroit Free Press in their coverage of this earlier in the week, where he talked about this as sort of a middle course, where it is more than the bare minimum, but didn't strike him, I'm paraphrasing, but it didn't feel like retribution. This was, he felt, a comfortable middle spot. And we feel that this is an industry that has had a lot of problems in the last few years. The Kalamazoo spill was the first of many, and this is an industry that is looking to expand all over the continent. And so it's very important to send a message in these cases. And we just don't feel that that was done in this case.
And can you explain to listeners who Nick Schreck is who don't know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Nick is a law professor at Wayne State in Detroit and is, I think, a respected legal mind in the state.
So when this was announced, the federal officials who put forth this settlement said that they thought it was a strong deterrent and would hold Enbridge accountable. But what message do you think has been sent to Enbridge or other companies that own pipelines?
I think the message that's being sent is, well, you should be paying attention to the safety of your pipelines. But if you have a problem, even if it happens to be a problem of historic stature, the fines are going to be manageable. This is a small fraction of what Enbridge raked in just the last couple of quarters, and that doesn't send the message that needs to be sent.
I couldn't help but notice when the announcement was made that the NRDC and other groups were pretty quick to put out statements saying that this was not enough of a fine. Were you watching this closely because it was the largest inland oil spill in the history of the United States, and that you were viewing this as the precedent that was going to be set for future oil spills, if they happen?
Well, the short answer to that is yes, absolutely. The longer answer is the Kalamazoo spill was a really important moment that made people aware of some fundamental shifts that have been occurring in our energy sector, and particularly in the oil sector. The shift to this heavier, more difficult form of oil coming from Canada, bitumen, diluted bitumen, tar sands oil. Many of the problems that we saw in the cleanup and in the spill itself were as a result of ignorance of this particular kind of oil. There was a lot of attention paid in the cleanup to skimming the surface, and most of the damage was going on underneath the surface at the river bottom. That's something that I think the EPA has been pretty open about. This particular form of oil is one that is proliferating in the United States, and particularly here in the upper Midwest, where we're kind of at the epicenter of the industry. And there is a very aggressive effort underway from particularly the pipeline industry to move this stuff into further and further into the United States and to get it exported into the world market. I think what you see from environmental groups is real concern about the potential impact that comes from that proliferation and real concern that it's not something that is being taken seriously. The signal that would come from these fines would be an important signal to the industry that they need to be thinking about this stuff differently, that they need to conduct the appropriate studies to understand how and if this particular kind of oil can be moved safely. And that just doesn't seem to be happening right now. We're seeing projects that seem to be rubber stamped. And when those projects go wrong, we need people to be held more heavily accountable.
Josh Mogerman, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Josh Mogerman is National Media Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.